Hey, speaking of sports, okay, I'm sure you guys already covered this. I went to a football game on Friday.
Altoona game.
Yes. I did. Okay, can I say this was like the first football game I've been to in 20-some years?
Really? Hmm.
Yes.
Since you were a Hodegger?
Absolutely. So it was really fun. I mean, I talked to a ton of people and I visited. And
did you watch the game?
I did
somewhat. Do you know who won?
Yeah, that other team won. Yeah. So, but they kept like there's all kinds of laundry on the field. They kept throwing these little flags around. And you guys know how I feel about ironing.
Yes.
So it just kind of really was like, okay, seriously, they're wrinkling those.
Oh, yeah, right.
Stop doing it.
You hate
Stop
ironing.
Doing it. I know.
I'm sure coaches for both teams were like, it would be really nice if they didn't keep throwing things.
Trust us, the play-by-play guys don't like that either.
Yeah, but how cool were the fireworks? Caleb, you were there.
I enjoyed the fireworks immensely, even though I was conducting a post-game interview at the time, so I didn't get to see all of them. But when I got back to the booth, it's like, wow, these just keep going and going. It's like the Energizer Bunny of fireworks.
It became almost, it wasn't almost humorous, it was humorous, because every time you'd think the fireworks were done, and the crowd would cheer
There's
and go wild,
one.
And they would start up again.
So it was one of those multiple grand finales.
It was the fake news finale.
It
you never know when it's actually
fantastic.
Done.
It was, but it was. I was very impressed.
It was a good show.
It was. So I'll have to go to more games of various sorts for my team.
So Hillary, I saw you post on Facebook over this holiday weekend. You were at a
big box store.
Yeah.
I had quite the quandary. We needed hangers. This is not a challenging item to find.
Hangers.
Hangers.
You didn't say in the post what it was. Okay.
We needed hangers. Okay. Not a challenging item to find. However, let's keep in mind that it's college move back weekend. Okay. Hangers became quite the ordeal to track down. I found like the really expensive, like good hangers. No, these are going in my daughter's closet. They don't need to be the nice velvet covered wooden whatevers. No, I just need like plastic hangers.
Sure.
Could not find them anywhere. Saw racks empty and devoid of hangers. Like, saw where they were supposed to be. Could not find them anywhere. Great. All right, fine. Go up to the front of the store. I'm standing there. Dean is back in the store getting something else. I see this lone cart sitting there, unattended, completely unattended.
Was there a beam of sunlight coming down from a skylight
kind of, and
illuminating
what
this
is
lone cart?
On top in this cart?
Hangers.
The exact pack of plastic hangers that I'm looking for.
Perhaps the last exact pack.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, they got the hangers. I wonder where they got them. And at first I'm like, I'm just going to hang out and see like where they found them.
Is there some black market of hangers in some deep recess of the store?
Where did you find them? No one comes back to this cart. I'm standing there for several minutes. I'm talking 5 minutes. I'm there. No one's. And I'm starting to look at this cart. I'm like, maybe that's not someone's cart. Maybe that's like a cart of randomness that's going to be restocked.
That's what you're wishing it is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a worker to ask. Well, I'm still waiting for Dean. I'm going to hang out here looking at these hangers.
Take out the cart.
And I'm like, I don't want to just take them out of the cart, because if this is someone's cart, they may be taking their toddler to go potty. You know? I mean.
Reasonable.
How many times did that happen to me in a store? Hello? No one's coming back to that. Dean comes up to the front of the store. I'm like, hey, Dean, look at, there's like hangers in that cart. He's like, that's someone's cart. I said, I don't know that that's someone's cart. I've been here 5 to 7 minutes now. No one has looked at this cart. He's like, I'm going to go look for more hangers. I'm like, I'm going to give it one last shot. I stood next to that cart for 10 minutes. Not next to it that people would think it's my cart, but next to it just kind of like in the wings. Like,
what did you do that whole time?
Like, searched my phone for things to look at, made awkward conversation with people.
Well, your Facebook post had said it had been a good amount of time.
It had been so long. So I'm about to, like, reach and take the hanger. Dean came back with hangers.
Wow.
He came back with the hangers. I love that, man. I didn't have to, like, breach my moral
We all wanted
compass.
To know what happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Most people
no,
said
rescued.
Go ahead and take them.
I know. Yeah, I was surprised. Most people were like, go ahead and take them. Somewhere
it's
like,
a jungle out there and back to school shopping.
So challenging. I'm so glad I got my hangers. Things are hanging so beautifully.
Well done, Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
So again, in the Halverson house, we have a mini poodle, Wesley, kind of my wife's dog, a mini Aussie Shepherd, Athena, my daughter Evelyn's, and we have a couple of ferrets.
Love it.
Which are Gizmo and Lucy. And Gizmo's quite an adventurer. He's escaped out of the house a couple of different times. I mean, like, we
Gizmo.
Were able to, through, like, Missing pets on Craigslist twice. That was a path for Gizmo to come home.
Oh, Gizmo.
And there's certain things. When the ferrets are let out of the cage, you've got to, so shut the basement door. Because there happens to be a drain pipe that has a cap on it. But yesterday it was discovered, first day of school. Mm-hmm. Somebody had left the basement door open. Where's Gizmo? The cap was off the drain pipe.
Oh, no.
I mean, we've now taken further steps to try to seal that, but that had not happened. It felt like the cap would be enough. No, the ferret had removed it, and it was believed that Gizmo had gone down. And so my wife had called me yesterday.
Gizmo.
And she had said bad news and good news, and she's the bad news was Gizmo's gone. And this time I think it's, I mean, she was, and again, my wife loves Gizmo more than I do, and so she was in a deeper heartbroken state. I mean, it was really like, I know it was a miracle of God that Gizmo was returned to us the two previous times, but she's like, it was just, there was a sadness. I'm just going to tell you, like, the excitement, one of the exciting things for us, we bought a new vehicle yesterday, a new used vehicle.
Wow,
congratulations.
Nice.
2007 Honda Pilot. We're now the new owners of. Thank
right
you.
Right on.
Pastor Chris Utecht and his wife, Jackie. Anyhow, so I go home after we get the vehicle in Chippewa, and before I do my sales job, I'm like, I'm tired. And I don't know how it works for you, Caleb, but I'm like, I need a little nap because I am just bushed.
This is why we're friends.
Yeah, when you go out there and do sales, you're just so exhausted, you can't be friendly, and I can't trust yourself. So
sometimes a little 20-minute siesta is all I need.
Well, I didn't really get the nap going because as I'm laying on the bed, the door is shut. I'm in there, and I heard a little bit of noise. Now, they're working on our street, okay? So, I mean, there's a lot of noise outside, like, really working on it. Like, taxes are going to go up.
Yay.
This kind of thing. Sidewalk, the whole deal. But a lot of noise, and then I thought I heard, like, something walking on the ceiling. It almost, but I'm, like, ignored it. The next thing I know, I heard some pitter-patter, pitter-patter on the floor, and I look. It's Gizmo!
Gizmo's alive!
Gizmo lives!
Covered
I'm
in refuse?
So happy! I mean, no,
but there was something about him that was different because
Gizmo.
He was walking sort of like he'd almost come out from an all-night bender. I mean, it was just like, you know, and he did scoot a little bit. I mean, he made it in the living room. The dogs kind of like to chase him, and he was making it. I'm like, you need to go back to your cage. And for the rest of the day, people kind of felt like, my wife's like, yeah, you couldn't tell where he'd been except for he was exhausted. Wherever he'd been.
Oh, Gizmo.
But when I saw him, it took me to the New Testament. This was like a resurrection experience. I could hear Don Francisco. He's alive.
That's
He's alive.
Amazing.
Gizmo is alive. We thought he was dead, but he lives. Yes.
That's
there it
amazing.
Was.
I'm so glad he was okay.
Ah. So, Gizmo lives.
Will you be the judge, jury, and hopefully not executioner on this grocery store chain? Publix is a very popular grocery store chain in the South and Southeast.
Yes.
And they're in a little hot water right now after the bakery department at select Publix grocery store locations tried to have some fun with Hurricane Dorian coming in.
Okay.
Now, some people might say, hey, this was, you know, an interesting, fun little idea. Other people would say, not so good taste. Following internet backlash, Publix ultimately apologized for selling hurricakes.
Okay.
They were Hurricane Dorian cakes. Some people said, hey, the cakes were all in good fun and said, hey, it's nice that the store is trying to put a smile on people's faces. But as always, in this country, we are thoroughly divided. Are hurricakes a good idea or not?
You know, I think you have to know your audience. I think that it would be not good to do them in areas like, don't try selling them in Wisconsin, you know, because that comes across as being a little cold. But for people that are down there, like I have friends that live in the Carolinas and they've been posting pictures all weekend of like eating their hurricane stash food.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, some people down there really have fun with this.
Well, to be honest,
I mean,
it's beautifully decorated. And so, I mean, and again, so many times too, I mean, I've run into it on the internet before too, where you try to do something in good fun.
Yes.
And then someone has an issue with it too. And so, you know, you try and do what the Apostle Paul says and you know, do what's right in the eyes of everyone too. You try not to create strife. But sometimes certain people just aren't going to be pleased with anything you do. I will say, looking at these, beautifully decorated. They're phenomenal. And someone says, a resident from Florida, one resident said, when you realize large amount of residents, especially that grew up here, buy these novelties during our hurricanes, which are sometimes an annual event, because most of us have people that come stay in our homes.
Right.
During hurricanes, she said, we do have parties. We try to make the most of the situation instead of sitting in fear.
Right.
And so for them, they were like, good on you, Publix. So, right.
You know, I ran into a similar situation once. I was in Illinois and Springfield, and I was visiting like the Lincoln house, like where he lived with his family and that when he lived in Springfield, Illinois. And in the gift shop, they had a bobblehead Abraham Lincoln sitting in the booth in the Ford's Theater.
Oh,
and I was a little like, too soon? Well, I kind of didn't know how to feel about that. I did not buy it because I thought, oh, this maybe, I mean, he was assassinated. He was a good
man. Well, I mean, the whole
maybe.
Like one person's trash is another person's treasure. It totally goes with the same thing on the internet because one person's that's hilarious is another person's I am offended.
Yeah. So it's, that's.
Maybe we do this just hard. To tell you here on the Whiz Wake Up Show. There probably are going to be times when you say, that's not funny. Hopefully you'll give us a little grace and we'll do our best.
Please
we are
do.
Family after all here at WWIB. Well, here is a travel dilemma that is so 2019.
Okay.
You're bumming around Rome, Italy. Already unrelatable for many of you, including me. But you're bumming around Rome. But except for selfies, you have no way of letting the world know exactly what you are doing.
That is challenging.
And selfies aren't always Insta-worthy.
You know, you don't
you can't always
need
put them
to
on the gram. It's
be
like, it's not quite good
in
enough.
Every picture.
Right?
Yeah.
Whatever happened taking the pictures where it's like, hey, here's where I am and I'm not actually in it,
and
spoiling
that's okay,
the scenery.
But you can tell I was there because I took the picture. Yeah.
But anyway, so if you were having trouble and you say, man, I happen to be in Rome. When in Rome. Happen to be in Rome, and other than these selfies, how can I get pictures to show everyone what a great time I'm having? Because I guess that's the only way that we can actually have a great time is to share it on social media. We'll enter Airbnb and a guy named Emmanuel. He's advertising himself as a walking tour guide and your photo friend.
Okay.
With 5 years as a social media manager on his resume, Emmanuel will get the perfect shots of you touring the streets of Rome for your Insta account. Also, he won't be using just any old iPhone camera. Emmanuel is a pro who uses a high-end Nikon camera.
So you're hiring a photographer just to make sure you get
just
the shots.
Just so that you get the perfect shots for your Instagram. He'll also take you out for gelato and coffee.
I mean, I'll take the gelato and coffee.
Honestly, I think this guy is going to make buku bucks.
I think he is too.
It's brilliant.
I think he's going to be just fine in his endeavors.
Do we have enough photo-worthy spots around here that I could just buy a camera and then pay for it by saying, hey, I'll take your picture next to this highly graffitied wall that everyone wants to take a picture
next to? I will say
to.
This, though. As a mom, I wish that I was in more of our vacation pictures.
That is
because
true.
I take 99% of them. And so my husband and kids are in all of the vacation pictures. I am in almost none of them, which makes me kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm working hard and making memories, too.
I take probably more of the pictures for our family, too. But sometimes, too, because, again, so many times, too, I realize, okay, we take pictures of the kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we share a lot of them, but we take a lot of pictures. But I take a lot of candid photos of my wife, too, because there's not always time
good.
To pose. But, like, I think my wife is never more beautiful than when she's with our children and she's smiling and they're smiling. And yeah, it's not a perfectly posed
it's
picture,
perfect,
too.
Though.
But I mean, we had some great time on Labor Day outside of Olson's, too, as she was just enjoying Nora, enjoying ice cream, too.
Yes.
And I was enjoying seeing the joy on both of them. There was just joy all around,
you know,
plus ice cream.
My very favorite picture of Becca and I was snapped by another mom at preschool pickup one day, just randomly, preschool pickup. And I was like, squatting down, so I was at Becca's level, and we were just in a conversation. You can just tell we were in a conversation. I had no idea that this mom took this picture, and then she sent it to me. It's my favorite picture of her and I, because it's like, it's us connecting. That's what we need more.
That's another business, is candid mom shots.
Yes. Do
that. Follow you all around without any judgment. I'll just take photos and give them to you.
Do that.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Whib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.